Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to Raven Radio, your community radio station based in Sitka, Alaska. And joining me in the studio is Hal Spackman, director of the Sitka Historical Society and Museum. Welcome to Morning Edition, Hal.
Good morning.
Well, we're here to talk about a word that might sound a little intimidating to people, audit. So your museum is going to undergo a collections audit. Can you tell us a bit about what that is and that it's really more exciting than intimidating?
Absolutely. It's actually an opportunity. And as everybody knows, the museum has closed for the renovation of the Centennial Hall and the construction of a new museum. And during that downtime, and we hope to be back in the new museum, we've heard as early as October 2016, but no later than January 2017. And during our downtime, we have our curator, Christy Griffin, and a fellow, Crystal Weddle, who are conducting a collections audit. And that means they are reviewing all of our collections, of our archives, our artifacts, photographs, everything to see what we have.
And you have a lot, but you're not exactly sure how much you have, correct?
Well, that's part of the challenge we have is over the years, people have said, oh boy, that's really neat. Let's go give that to the Historical Society, or that's old. I think they should have it. And what happens is you get this backlog because you don't have time to process those because you have to enter it into a program called Past Perfect. And it's a bit of a process. There are certain rules to it that are very strict in the museum world. And as a result, we ended up with things that aren't even cataloged. And now it's our time to discover these things. It's actually a very exciting time.
So your staff is looking forward to this?
Oh, they are. They've been out there, and they'll call me sometimes. Christy will say, hey, guess what we found today, you know. Or you know, the other day she said, guess what we found today. You know, it's something that we couldn't believe we had that wasn't very useful. And part of the thing is they're looking for items that reflect on our mission, which is to celebrate the human history of Sitka and the Pacific Northwest. And as an example, we found, we're going to have in our newsletter, do a little bit of tease here for you. We found, Christy found Ted Kettleson's hat. And if you know, that really calls back a lot of things about this guy that did many, many wonderful things for the community. And so we have his hat.
Which sparks a conversation. And it seems that that's the purpose behind your museum, is to spark conversations about the people who have populated Sitka for thousands of years.
Absolutely. And that is what's important to remember, is that Sitka is not just 150, 200 years old. It's 10,000 years old. And, you know, that has left us with so many stories to tell.
You feel like you're in a unique position with your museum in that you can tell the story of everyone, the history of everyone.
Absolutely. The other museums have pretty tight missions, and they do a wonderful job. But ours is broader because it encompasses so many, many parts of life. And that's what's exciting. And as we gather momentum to design our exhibit, and that's another reason we do this collections audit, is so we can see what we have, and then that can help us design our new exhibit. We're going to know, you know, wow, that's intriguing. We can really tell this story.
It seems really fascinating to me. I can imagine that as you go through thousands, I assume, of items that you have, you're going to be finding new stories. And you'll be inspired for new exhibits. And as you mentioned, this will help shape how you move into your new space. Is the space itself also shaping how you're conceiving of your exhibits?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you're also limited by space. And the Historical Society board, because they're so committed to this, they gave the city $66,000 to add another 12 by 38 feet to the museum. The contractors gave us a wonderful bid, and we were able to get that space. And so that'll be for temporary exhibits. And, you know, because that's been very popular, the temporary exhibits that we've been having. And so we're going to be able to continue to do that. But the main part of the permanent exhibit is going to be something that is a little different in that it's very expensive to design. of up to $250 a square foot. And so we figure we're going to need about $900,000 to move into that new museum in addition to what the city's given us. So we've got a capital fundraising team or steering committee helping us, and we met the other day, and so we're ready to roll up our sleeves and get going, because we're right now we're really looking for that compelling story that everybody wants to see, you know.
You started this inventory, correct?
Yes.
Have there been any storylines that have started to appear? Are you aware?
Well, there's certainly things that you look at and say, wow, we could do some wonderful, we could tell a wonderful story with that, but we're not ready to go there yet. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to really come up with our big picture story, and that's what we're working hard on right now.
So you're going through, you are inventorying, and you are finding objects that maybe just don't fit your mission. What are you going to do with those?
Well, that's called deaccessioning, and that's part of the audit process. And it's a little bit painful at times, but because we are limited in space and staffing, we have to be very specific to our mission. And if an item does not fit our mission, then it's expensive to house and secure, and we just don't have that ability to do that. So we're going to go through a deaccessioning process with that. And that means that the public's invited to comment on it, and we just don't throw it away. It's a very careful process. People get time to
try to find another home.
Make sure that it does or does not fit our mission. And so it's not one person's decision, it's a group of people's decision.
What kind of homes might you look for these objects?
Well, as an example, we had some of Bob DeArmond's papers, and June, the State Library, State Archives, had some of his papers, and we're finding that there's others in some place. Somebody just called me and said that Frank Rappel has some in Wrangell. We're trying to get those in one place, and the State Archives in Juneau and their wonderful new facility is a perfect place. And so we were able to broker a trade to get those in Juneau, so they have a safe place that people can use. And we access them for free as a result of that, and so we didn't lose anything by it. We just ensured that they're protected.
So you have the archives, like with Bob DeArmond's writings. You have your actual objects in your collection, and then you also have a photo collection.
Right. We have photo collections that we've got volunteers up there entering them all the time, because we have almost 20,000 photographs and getting more all the time. It's a nonstop job. And, you know, I see Rosemary Carlton and Susan Brown up there just working hard. And there's a few others that come in too. And it's just neat to see them, because they are diligent.
So if anybody is really interested in helping you out, what opportunities are there?
Well, there's a lot of opportunities for us. First of all, that, you know, to do the photographic section, which is really an entertaining, fun project. Also, we're looking for people to help us with this raise of this $900,000, because that's important. Just come and see me. There's just many things in the volunteer aspect of our life that we can find for you. Not so much in the handling of the collections right now, because we got that, and we want our curator and our fellow to kind of be separated from the public for just a little bit, so they can really focus. They're going to interact and engage with the public, but they can't have too many interruptions at this point.
And briefly, can we talk about your big picture vision for the museum? You're hoping that it will be a destination point for visitors to experience the history.
Absolutely. One of the projects we have going right now is Carol Huey is working on a historic representation of Princess Maksudov's gown. And we're talking about exact, and there's a lot of research involved, but it will be absolutely beautiful. That might be something that's in our new museum, that people come to it and say, wow, do you remember that about Sitka, that absolutely beautiful gown? I was just recently in San Diego at the USS Midway exhibit, and there were some holograms there, a gentleman who was the first person in the first wave of flight to attack one of the Japanese carriers crashed, but he was the only person to survive. And they did a hologram with him where he comes in and he tells a story as a young man, and then it works through his life. And it was absolutely fabulous. And I'd like to see us look at some of that, you know, not exactly holograms, but some of the more updated museum practices or exhibits. So it won't just be the old-time museum. It'll be, you know, all those things we've learned over the years that make those exhibits dynamic.
It'll be vibrant and alive, and history will come to life. History of
absolutely.
Thousands and thousands of years of occupation here in Seattle.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, is there a contact number, Hal?
Absolutely. There's 747-6455, or you can email me at halspackman@sitkahistory.org.
Great. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. It's an exciting time for the Sitka Historical Society.
I've been speaking with Hal Spackman, director of the Sitka Historical Society and Museum.